Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Oh, by the way, thank you so much for the interview we did with you a couple months ago. I had no clue it was going to last over 2 hours.
It was wonderful, though. I mean, I had a great time.
Oh, thanks. That was such a trooper of you. I mean, your fans just kept calling and calling and calling, and we feel bad when we cut somebody off.
I know. It's good because, you know, it's exactly. I mean, if someone's waiting, and it was cool, and I enjoyed it. And thank you so much for doing that, too. So.
No problem. We haven't been seeing much of Kate and Stefano lately. Or Joe Mascola hasn't been on a lot. Are we going to see you guys in the future?
We've had fewer scenes together.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, and you know, and I miss them too. I love working with Joe Mascola, and we just did a scene. In fact, I think it was the day before yesterday, and it was so wonderful. I enjoy that side of Kate.
Mm-hmm.
To the life that she shares with him, and he always brings so much, you know, to the scene, even if the scene isn't exactly what, you know, we might, let's say if it's not, you know, exactly going into a story for them, it just they always have so much history there, you know, so I enjoy it. I'm talking around that question, aren't I?
That's okay.
But yeah, and I love the way that, the audience seems to have embraced them, and mm-hmm. the couple, too. And he enjoys that, too, Joe, really. I mean, he's not, you know, into social media or anything, but I'm telling him what's going on. And he loves the fact that everyone enjoys that, too. So hopefully we'll have more scenes together.
Great. Kate and Madison were kind of put on the back burner too, but in the November promo, it looks like you guys are bringing the rivalry back to the forefront. Is that coming? Yeah, is that coming back?
Well, I mean, hopefully so. I think it's one of those stories. You know, this show is. You know, we talk about the rebooting and the resetting of the show, and you know, Greg Ming has an amazing vision for the show and has refocused it, and you know, but it is an evolving thing, and you know, a lot of stories were introduced, and some, you know, new characters, and some people returning, and so I think it's going to be unfolding, and it does start to pick up again.
Okay.
You know, I'm finding out. I mean, we are ahead,
mm-hmm.
obviously, but I'm finding out new things all the time too. So.
A lot of your fans on Twitter are very upset because Madison keeps making ageist comments and insults towards Kate.
Yeah.
Does that bother you as an actress? I mean, you're handling like a trooper, and you know, but after a while it gets old. And I was wondering if Madison ever comes up with a new insult, or is it always, you're older than me, you're older than me, you're older than me.
Right. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, I understand that, considering our audience, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. I think in terms of Kate, obviously, you know, Kate says the things that are given to her to say.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the way I rationalize that is that she's just taking the high ground. You know, it's almost that all you have?
Really?
You know, that's the way I have to look at it, that she was, the dog was attacking bull. I'm holding it, I'm talking to you, I'm holding a chicken. My dog. In all seriousness, during the last phone call, I had to run out and rescue a chicken. But, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's how I do it. I mean, it's like, are we in the schoolyard? You know, and, so that's how I motivate Kate, that if that's all she has, then, she, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not much there. And so we'll see where it goes, you know, as we go on. But I do understand that. I mean, I certainly understand that comment.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard it a lot.
Yeah. With Lisa Rinna coming back as Billy Reed, will Billy be joining Kate with Countess Wilhelmina?
I don't know. I don't have any. I don't know about any of that. You know,
okay.
I don't, that hasn't been, you know, confirmed, as far as I know.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Certainly that could be a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And she was mentioned. I mean, that would be really interesting. We could add, you know, dimension to that story for sure.
Oh, yeah. Does Kate get more involved with Carrie and Austin?
I think that's going to happen too. You know, we haven't had a lot of scenes between Kate and Austin yet, but I did just do one this week too.
Good.
With him, and we haven't worked a lot together at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of fun because each time, in fact, I have a picture. I'm going to tweet. I haven't tweeted it yet. I'm going to tweet it after this of the two of us. So it's fun because it's discovering, you know, new things about Austin now because, you know, he has a different case. You know, I'm a different mom for him and he's a different son for me, you know, actor-wise. So you discover there's, like, new things in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, we'll see. I mean, I hope that she's involved, but it certainly will be in a different way. I really like how Kate's character has evolved in terms of her involvement with her children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like rearranging or, you know, her whole life isn't about running her children's lives anymore. She has her life of her own, thank God.
Yes.
So, I'm happy about that, and it seems like this relationship between Kate and Austin, at least right now, is a mature one. She's with her adult child, and I kind of like where the relationship's going, I think.
How's your art coming along?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's good. I'm struggling with it. I still go to class, you know. I go 2 nights a week, and so sometimes it's a little difficult with my schedule if I have a really early call. But I'm learning. I'm definitely learning a lot. I mean, the human body is amazing. You know, that's under. I have a life drawing class, and it's healthy, and I hope to use it in my painting.
You're tweeting with the whole discussion about the new models. That was just hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know you watched Desperate Housewives, but they had the one character was doing the same thing. They had a nude male model, and she kept snickering the entire time. And, you know, this was like a 45 plus year old woman. It was hilarious. And I thought of you.
Well, it's very funny too, your first time in class, because it's all out there. But it is amazing how quickly you're just into the body to draw, to understand, and definitely it's all shapes and sizes, and it's fascinating. It's very fascinating, but it is also fascinating watching people too.
There's a spoiler coming up between Kate and Quinn. Kate's involved with Quinn somehow in November.
Yes, Quinn is back in town and is really involved with a lot of different people. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not I'm sorry that I'm not more specific with answers. It's hard because we are almost 3 months ahead. And,
yeah.
And I'm not totally sure, who he's involved with, but he's really floating around, so it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, and they do, I think next week you see them together, and they seem to have worked out some differences. Let's see what happens.
We interviewed you. You discussed you did film some scenes with Josh Taylor. Do you know when those are going to air?
Let me see. I think pretty soon, because the scenes that I have coming up, I think involve the Quinn character.
Oh.
So it should be coming up. Yeah. Oh, glad you reminded me. And we did see what happens because it's so long ago since we did those. But I think it's the same week.
Oh, okay.
It's the same week, yeah. Yes, I know.
Is there any...
We were so excited. excited to have those dates together. We really were.
Oh, thank you so much for having Josh do your Twitter. That was really great.
Oh, he enjoyed it, too, and I think I'm going to be able to do it again. He said he'd be up for doing it again. We're going to try to... Yeah, I actually tried to talk, just so you know, I did try to talk him into doing it, you know, getting on, but he resisted, but he definitely is open to doing it again, so, you know, we have a chance. I think I'll try to do something a little more formal and announce it ahead of time.
Is there any sexual tension between K-Man next week?
Well, we try to make sure there always is. You know, this is the case of so many, well, not by, I don't like to put it that way, so many men in her life, but she has had a lot of men in her life. And I think, you know, there's almost like there's a spot there for everybody. And I think definitely when you see Roman and Kate, you know, and that's what I really like about this little scene is that, you know, we tried to hound that there so that you would know, you know, even if you were first coming on to the show, say a new viewer, that you would understand that there had been a relationship, you know, between these two people, and there's still, you know, there's still something there. So we try. You let me know.
Hey, Carrie, I'm gonna have to ask you to wrap it up.
Okay. Last question. I was told to pimp your new fan club Facebook page.
Oh yes. Yes, Sherry, who's, you know, tech. As Scary Sherry has started a new Facebook page that's going to take us our fan club online. I have one that Lauren calls my small L that I'm going to try to merge with the official fan club page. So please come and visit it and like it, and feel free to post pictures. She has a ton of photos that she's going to post. I had started one, but I wasn't as active with it as I wanted to be, so hopefully this will really be more inclusive of fans. They can post pictures and come stop by the new fan book page, and also tweet me.
Okay,
I'll be back.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye.
Bye.